bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, blue moon, 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 blue moon, dip, 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 moon, 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 blue moon, dip, 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 dip.
Tomorrow night's sky will feature what's called a blue moon. That's when we get two full moons in a single calendar month. It's a rare occurrence and the source of the saying, once in a blue moon. Could the classic pop song that shares its name give us hope during another rare occurrence? Judith Kogan has the story.
That's the doo-wop group The Marcells with their 1961 version of Blue Moon. Composer Richard Rodgers and lyricist Lawrence Hart wrote the song back in 1934. It wasn't a nod to the astronomic calendar, but a response to a challenge by MGM's music publisher Jack Robbins. The duo had originally written the song, with some pretty dark lyrics, for the 1933 film Hollywood Party. The song was never recorded, but it was registered with the Copyright Office as an unpublished work. Hart wrote new lyrics for the tune to create a title song for the 1934 film Manhattan Melodrama. But that song was cut from the film before release. Then the studio asked Rodgers and Hart for a nightclub number for the film. Rodgers still liked the melody, so Hart wrote a third set of lyrics, still pretty dark, and called it The Bad in Every Man. Here's singer Shirley Ross.
Oh, Lord, what is the matter with me? I'm just permitted to see the bad in every man.
Robbins thought the song had commercial potential, but that to sell, it needed more romantic lyrics and a catchier title. So he offered the songwriting team a deal. If Hart could turn the lyrics into one of those Tin Pan Alley love songs, Robbins promised to plug it from one end of the country to the other. Full of cynicism, Lawrence Hart rewrote the lyrics yet again. He didn't personally like what he came up with, but it became a big hit. A million seller in sheet music, and his most popular song. Why? As Billie Holiday reminds us, it plays on the answered prayer.
And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold.
A pandemic is even rarer than a blue moon, which occurs about once every 3 years. And unlike the problem of Blue Moon's love-starved singer, a cure for the coronavirus isn't going to suddenly appear. But as the song suggests, prayers sometimes do get answered. And that, along with progress on the vaccine front, gives us and the chairman of the board a bit of hope.
Then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
For Here and Now, I'm Judith Kogan.
Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.